easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. John?
In the studio, we have Melanie Sutton running for District C, Washoe County School District candidate, and Connie Westlake, District B, Washoe County School District candidate. Now, that area covers parts of Sparks and Sun Valley. Let me see. Colleen is running against incumbent Ellen Minetto. Melanie Sutton is running against incumbent Joe Rodriguez. Hello, candidates.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, the Washoe County School District is not doing that well. We have to look at the data. The Nevada Department of Education reports Washoe County high school students are not succeeding. Their graduation rate in the 2021-2022 has dropped from 85 to 82.5% in 1 year, folks. Chronic absenteeism rate now 25.5%. Reading proficiency in high school is 50%. Math proficiency is a low 26.6%. Mm-hmm. Melanie, Colleen, what's the problem?
Well, I want to preface pretty much everything I say from here on out. Don't take my word for it. Look things up. Check it out. The data speaks for itself. The school board trustees that are there now will tell you and blame it all on COVID. I beg to differ. We've been in a slide for the past 10 years. We really hit the skids in 2019, and it's been downhill ever since with them not addressing quality of education. We must get back to basics, get away from the social-emotional learning, the equity-diversity learning, which is basically a woke agenda. We must get back to basics. The school's job is to educate our children, and our teachers want to teach. Let them teach.
Thank you, Colleen. How about you, Melanie?
Everything she said is perfect, dead on. But obviously, we're micromanaging our teachers. We're making them do surveys, data entry, testing our children constantly. So quit micromanaging our teachers.
Yeah, the SEL program, the social and emotional issues, shouldn't we leave that up to the parents at home?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't this take another piece of parenting away from them?
Absolutely. And here's the problem. We want our kids to treat each other with respect, dignity, and kindness. That should be an ongoing theme throughout the school day. And if it's not being upheld by students, then it should be addressed at the time. But Ms. Minetto, my competition in the debates, absolutely stated that she believes in teaching the whole child, which is the equity, diversity, social, emotional learning. Now, all of a sudden, in an op-ed she did for RGJ, she wants to get back to basics. I've been screaming that for a year. It's like she's come on to my playground, climbed up to the top of the monkey bars where I've been at the top screaming for a year, we've got to get back to basics. And now she wants to say what I've been saying, because we know that's what parents want. Well, I, Melanie, and Graham want to do what parents want and expect.
Well, imitation is the best form of flattery, Colleen.
Not if it's going to get her votes deserve.
She's not going to follow through.
She won't follow through.
Whatever the value in this emotional social teaching is, it does take time away from teaching the basics of education.
Correct. And our teachers didn't go to school to be counselors. They went to school to teach our children.
Right. Exactly. Right. They're not qualified. The only person qualified for that type of thing is a doctorate of medicine. And I don't think any of them hold a degree in that. So it is unfortunate. There's only so many minutes in the day. Teachers are already overworked. Classrooms are bursting at the seams. And now they're supposed to be molding our children. And all it's doing, the violence and bullying's gone up. Their program's not working.
I want to mention about the violence. We had some threat rumors. Was against Reed High School. Mm-hmm. There were threat rumors just a month ago. Mm-hmm. What can we do to prevent the school violence? Let's hear from you.
Okay. Well, I honestly think we are causing kids to be more anxious. So I think if we get back to basics and they are actually achieving things and not being, they're being manipulated and they know they're being manipulated. We also need to tighten up the safety in the schools. I would like, we have a point of entry at the schools. We need to have a waiting room where it might take some time, quick wand, and on you go, because there's still room for kids to be bringing in weapons. So we have to do that. I want to see us also try and work out a program with our veterans.
Military veterans. I heard this idea from you that military veterans could patrol the schools.
Absolutely.
And I think very viable, because there's a shortage of actual officers. I mean, Reno Police Department is shorthanded, as I'm sure Sparks is. Yes. And so don't take away that pool of resources from other agencies. Military veterans would be fine to do that.
They have served our country. They have been willing to lay down their lives for our country. I don't think it's a stretch to see if they would be willing to lay down their lives, which they're not going to have to, but protect our children. Protect our children. I think they would be jumping at the chance. We just have to iron out details.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's a great idea to bring in, you know, like maybe even retired police officers or anything really to patrol the school. Why we don't have that? I mean, I remember going, I went to McQueen for a couple semesters when I was younger before I moved back to Missouri. And I remember we had a bike patrol officer there. It was the same guy for like 20 years, I guess, apparently. But like, you know, you just think of yourself like there's one cop on that whole school campus. And that's back then. Now things have like escalated so much. It's like you do need it. And I think you get a lot of parents who, I actually kind of agree with what you're saying about having like, it's, I hate to say it, but it's like when you go to like Jan Evans, right? You go in that front room, they wand you before you can go in the back. You're not just,
every government building they do. You go to city council.
Right.
Get wanded.
Right, but then you get the parents like, oh, the kids, like, they're like going to a prison for the day. And it's like, no, they're just becoming, you know, safe. Because here's the thing. Honestly, like, a teacher isn't just a teacher anymore. It's like, oh, I want to teach kids and teach kids. Now they're talking about maybe teachers have guns or you know what I mean? Now you got to be a psychologist. Now you got to, I mean, like, think of it. It's like being a cop. I almost don't know if you could pay me enough to do these things anymore because of just the responsibility that lands on you. And the hate for no reason.
And we want our teachers to teach. We don't want them to have to be worrying about that. And we want our teachers safe. I mean, how hard is it to have the point of entry and you walk through and then we're good to go the rest of the day. No harm, no foul. But on the chance that something did slip in, if we have our veterans or retired police officers there, they are going to also act as a deterrent. I'll tell you, deterrency is a huge thing to fight bad behavior.
Oh, I know.
Colleen and Melanie, you both seem somewhat emotional about this. What is your connection? Do you have kids yourself? Or what was the final straw that made you say, oh, I got to run for the school board? What was it?
Well, Miss Sutton's got a kid. I know.
I do. I do have a daughter and a son that's still in school grade ages. My thing was, is I wasn't going to force my daughter to wear a mask at 8 years old and silence her. My daughter naturally is more of a follower than a leader, so I wasn't going to allow her to get, you know, reset or recess. And I have to make her be a leader, not a follower. So that was my big thing. And my eyes got wide open and finding out what they're teaching our children in the schools. I thought I was an involved parent. No, not enough.
You hear these numbers. Like, what was it? Like 23% in math or something? Is that what you said, John?
27.
Math proficiency is 26.6%.
How are we at 26% in Washoe County, yet the students are at 100% on Black Lives Matter?
And you're right, Colleen.
They're graduating failure.
Yeah, it's and I look back years before this, and it's been around that number for years.
Yes, they're selling our citizens, our parents, our grandparents a bill of goods. They honestly, if you vote them in again, you're going to get the same thing over and over. I honestly don't think that they really know how to think outside of the box. And we're I'm a fired up. You poke the mama bear. Well, let me tell you what happens when you poke the Grammy bear. It's like 100-fold. And I feel like I've been jabbed. I look like a dang pincushion. And I'm not going to have this for my grandkids, nor am I going to have this for my neighbors and other people that are in the community. I'm a fifth generation Nevadan. I'm too proud to let that happen. So I'm going to keep the fight up. I'm going to keep the fight up for our kids.
I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love that. I mean, it's true.
Now, your opponent, Colleen, is a former music teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is retired at the moment. What are you covering up?
So what tune is her campaign?
It looks like she looked like she wanted to burst out laughing.
So they are touting that as she was an educator. She was in the education system. She taught music, which I am all for the arts. I think well-rounded children is very important, whether it's theater, music, sports, that's important. I could also say I'm an educator. I have been a ski instructor. I have taught kids baseball. I've been a cheer coach. I've been a dance instructor. I have taught swimming. So I think that I'm going to say I'm an educator. I've educated and taught kids. I may not have been in the school system and able to receive PERS, but I have been in. I served on an athletic youth football board for over 10 years. And at the same time as serving sometimes two offices, I was also the team manager for my three sons' teams. So I am willing to lay down every bit of energy I have for kids.
All right, Melanie, compare yourself.
Wow, this girl's fired up.
Where's my purse?
Pushing a cart from classroom to classroom with a xylophone is not going to cut it.
All right, Melanie, I want you, Melanie, compare yourself to your opponent, the incumbent Joe Rodriguez.
Compare myself? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say that I...
Her name's not Joe.
Yes, and I'm female, and I'm a mother.
Can you say female? Yeah, we can.
I can.
Yes.
Right, I will,
too. Sure.
We're destroying our
women's haven't offended
sports.
Anybody.
But I also coached softball and was on the board. I also held 2 to 3 positions on the board for North Valley's Babe Ruth, which went under because of COVID. But right. As far
like
as my opponent,
else.
He's a police officer, so he... I raised 4 children. I was a pharmacy technician for 10 years. Decided to go stay home with my son when he was 12 because he wasn't doing the right things. Right. So I had to step down from my position and stay home, and I've been home with my children since.
In your campaigning, what are people saying to you?
I've gotten really positive response. All of them have been asking where I stand on critical race theory, and I just repeat the
are
verbiage.
Are they really teaching critical race theory or otherwise dividing races in the classroom?
It is in the curriculum. It's in the curriculum. Nothing is stated as CRT, but is the title so important? I think it's the meat and potatoes of the title. Say there's this or that and just have a title but not follow through with actual curriculum, and then the title doesn't really mean anything. What means something is the actual curriculum. The social emotional learning is all part of CRT.
Yes, and the teachers are, they have to take a class for diversity and equity, so that they're training our teachers to be one way or the other.
I'm just thinking of the students. I would hate to be a kid feeling bad about my race and about past history like that. That's a rough thing to do to young kids.
We all need to learn from history. Mm-hmm. We absolutely do.
Well, it's but already hold, in history.
But to hold and especially children now, and make them responsible for something that happened over 200 years ago. That's not right. That is absolutely not right. And it's
dividing us. I don't know what they thought was missing, because we got those lessons when we were growing up. I know all about it. It was in the history.
But that's the thing, is they're not educating our kids on purpose, because they want our kids to be dumb so they can manipulate them. All they're doing is creating activism in Washoe County schools.
I have another take on it, too. It's my hat goes off to teachers. It is it's a hard profession to reach all the different individuals in your classroom and to impart on them the knowledge so that they can go out as an adult, feel empowered, feel confident that they have that knowledge. It is very, very difficult. So what I'm thinking is our society now, they're trying to make things easier for everyone instead of telling everybody, hey, we're going to have to step it up. So by throwing in the social emotional learning, which what are they learning? What are they going to use that later on to get a job as a mechanic, to get a job running a bank? What is that? We should already be telling our kids to treat people with kindness, dignity, and respect. That's what you need. That's the building block what you need to do when you go out in school and then out in the world. So by saying, oh, well, just teach them the fluffy stuff, what are we doing?
Setting them up for failure.
We're setting them up for failure. The graduation rate's up, but they shouldn't be graduating. So
yeah,
I don't care
standards.
What that number is. It could be 100%. It shouldn't be.
It's good to hear from you guys and actually hear someone local and talking about, because, like, you know, I have students at Damani Ranch High School, you know, so, like, I mean, they're not necessarily in your district, but it's like same like-mindedness here in Northern Nevada, because I've been under the impression that school does really five things to kids, and this has always been my thought. Of course, there's always the teachers that do their best to try to be good people, and you really can't help it, but there's, you know, just in between, there's not. Number one, truth comes from authority. Two, intelligence is the ability to remember and repeat. Three, accurate memory and repetition are rewarded. Four, noncompliance is punished. Five, conform intellectually and socially. And I think if you can implement those things in with real world learning,
absolutely,
you know, like how to balance a checkbook or parents.
Absolutely. That's another thing is they stopped teaching our kids how to write in cursive. So when I started homeschooling my son, I realized at the time 14 and 16 year old do not know how to sign their name. To get a bank account.
Right.
I had to teach them.
They're cheating. They're cheating our kids.
And they can't read the Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're cheating.
The politicians
our kids.
Can't read the Constitution.
And we don't even want to get into restorative discipline where there's not consequences for poor behavior. It's affecting them in school now because bullying and violence is up.
Yep.
So their policies are not working. And what's going to happen with these individuals when they go out in the real world and they are held accountable at their job? It's going to be ugly.
Colleen Westlake, District B, Washoe County School District candidate. And
Melanie Sutton, District C.
Sutton.
Thank you. Please vote.
Yes, Tuesday is election day.
You were on fire, Colleen.
Yeah, she is a spitfire girl. She's got a heart on her shirt, and man, that thing is a.
I heart you.
She is. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us,
Melanie Sutton,
and of course, Colleen Westlake. We're going to be right back here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more to talk about on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's live and it's always local right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. John Potter, we've got something to change in tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be the last person to tell you, but you set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight, unless Apple does it for you. Did you know at this moment, workers are moving those huge rocks at Stonehenge? What an ordeal this is. And they do this twice a year. I have an oven. Jay is staring at me like he believes it. Don't tell him.
Hold on. Stonehenge is moving. You have an oven. Where are you going
I was
with
going
this?
To the oven, but I realized that
Craig's
you were puzzled
too.
By the... You don't get it either, Craig? Okay.
Oh, I got the Stonehenge, yeah. I got it. Yeah, if you want to be an hour early to church on Sunday, don't set your clocks back.
You fill in Jay when the show's over. But I do have an oven that you need a master's in electrical engineering to do it, or a hammer. I don't know. The car radio, not worth it. I wait another 6 months. Here in the U.S., here in the U.S., folks, there is a bill still in Congress to end daylight saving, and it's just been sitting there. They're not doing anything about it. I support, my personal opinion, replacing the spring forward with another fall back. Two fall backs for procrastinators.
Really?
And I say this after I had the roughest night last night. We have this really unruly gang of raccoons that get on our roof at about 11:30 at night. They run and they jump and they yipper at each other like they're some gang. This one raccoon likes hanging with his front paws on our gutter while the others scream at him. I'm serious. They hate us humans. They have not forgotten that we used to wear them as hats. And now they gang up on me. It's a coonspiracy.
And now, oh, wow. And now the trappers out there.
Are you cutting me off?
Now trappers are rappers. What do you know? Anyways. Oh, boy. All right, John.
And, hey,
well,
guys, just one quick correction. The daylight savings time bill is to make daylight savings time permanent. Never fall back. So stay in daylight savings
time. Permanent. Permanent means it just stays the same time, right?
Well, on the daylight savings time clock, not the fall back time clock.
Oh.
I don't know. To me, it's just time should be time. Hold on. We got Dave Reichert from our sales team is in here. Craig, he's got a question for you. Go ahead, Dave. Jump on the mic.
Yeah, Craig. What do you do with your Mayan calendar?
Does Mayan his own business?
I don't know. I was going to go that same direction, Jay. Thank you.
I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, Craig. If that bill does pass, those people at Stonehenge don't have to move those huge rocks. Jay, I'll tell you during Fox News.
Please do. Yeah, all right, let's break for Fox News because coming up after that, we've got Johnny Smith. He's a retired patrol captain, and he is in here to talk to us about the race for Lyon County Sheriff, and he's representing Frank Honeywell. So stick around next. It's right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's
92.3. 99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Good
John morning. Potter and Jay Biggs, the Lyon County Sheriff's Office pits incumbent Frank Honeywell against Deputy Brad Pope. It's a nonpartisan race, which is kind of refreshing, really. Have we ever been more fed up with the two parties and their battle lines? But anyway, we have Johnny Smith, a former special operations captain, speaking for Frank Honeywell in the Lyon County Sheriff race. Hey, Johnny.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, thank you so much, Johnny, for coming in this morning. You know, it's very important to, you know, have all folks that are running on with us. Of course, we had Frank Honeywell's opponent, Brad Pope, on with us a couple months back. And now, you know, unfortunately, Frank was unable to make it in today, but we've got you in here to represent him. And I would say, I mean, you just retired, you said, a month ago?
A month ago, yes.
And you worked with Frank?
I worked with Frank for the last almost 28 years, just over 27 and a half years.
Wow.
Okay, so we got a chance here on 99.1 to be introduced to Brad and him talk about his family and whatnot. Let's introduce us to Frank a little bit. Tell us about the man, Frank Honeywell. We would love to hear about him. What do you like about his values and you know what he does for the force?
Well, obviously he's very dedicated to Lyon County Sheriff's Office, and he has proven that to myself over the years that I've worked with him. We both came up the same time. I worked with him beginning in 1995. He was already employed with the Sheriff's Office in 94. We worked together in the jail, and then we both went to patrol together. You know, both promoted together to sergeant. Frank had the awesome opportunity under Sheriff Al McNeil to become part of his command staff during the last 4 or 5 years prior to him becoming the sheriff of Lyon County. So Frank brings a lot of experience to the table. I believe he has proven that throughout his last 4 years as, you know, as the sheriff. And he's just, there's just no real, you know where he's coming from. Let's put it that way.
Well, I know that he's a fifth generation Lyon County resident who has worked in the sheriff's office for like, what, 29, 30 years?
Yeah, he's probably close to 29 years. I know he's just over 28 years.
Wow. 3 years ago, he said the Lyon County Jail was understaffed and deputies were overworked. Is that still the case?
No, actually, well, okay, when you look at it, I guess that's perception. But okay. He has worked a lot to bring the jail to where it's at today. From the last sheriff to now Frank Honeywell, he's done an amazing job to get the jail to where it needs to be so that the personnel are safe, the inmates are safe, and the liabilities have been cut dramatically.
Well, it was a huge challenge because the booming population there meant more crime and more convicts at the jail.
Absolutely.
Okay, I know he did get the sheriff's office website updated, and I see you can now register by text to be included in the reverse 911 system, which calls residents on emergencies. The department has won some statewide awards. Your Facebook page is very active to keep folks informed. So tell the sheriff we appreciate the hard work the department is doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he has done a magnificent job. And it was just basically finding the right people to put in the right spot for, you know, governing our, you know, social media websites and things of that nature for the sheriff's office.
Yeah, there's a They've lot done involved a magnificent with the job. Isn't there?
Wow. Well, how long has he been sheriff now?
Coming up on 4 years.
4 years. 4 years. Wow. Okay. I mean, it's been a heck of a ride. I know, you know, things have changed out there. Obviously, I was living out in Urington, too, for a while. And even the jail. It's interesting John mentioned that because
that
was...
You know the jail, Jay?
I don't personally know. No, well, I paid a speeding ticket there one time.
He seems to know a lot about Parr Boulevard, too.
No, stop. I love it because I cracked the girl up at the Lyon County Jail because I told her, I said, you know, I know I got caught speeding. And I know it's not great and everything, but I look at speeding like a lottery, man. You know, it's like... When you get caught, you get caught. But every time that you get caught, how many times did you actually speed and get away with it?
Yeah.
But true story. Right, am I wrong? True. So it's like lottery, you know? It's like, sorry. But anyways, but things are definitely, you know, there's a lot of changes going on in Lyon County. There's some new developments, new housing developments down, you know, south there and stuff. And you actually live Dayton area, right?
I live in the Dayton area. And
that's growing.
It is constantly growing.
Let me ask you, how are the Bears in Lyon County? Because it seems to me that Lyon County is one of their favorite places.
Yes, down in the Smith Valley, Wellington area, it is one of their stomping grounds. I have not heard of any problems as of lately. Again, even when I was there, I did not hear any problems with Bears. I know in years past, we have had some problems with the Bears. Mm. Nothing major, though.
That's interesting. I heard some truckers talking about there were some smoky bears that were causing problems there in the area.
We got those out there, too.
Exactly. Patrolling those highways. All right. Well, so we're coming up on the election. It's Tuesday. So, Frank, I'm sure would love your support. Where can folks go to find out about Frank? Like, does he have a website?
Yes, he does have a social media website. And then, you know, I think one of the easiest ways is just to call the man.
Really?
Talk to him.
Is he's that open?
He's very open.
Wow.
I mean, he is definitely the ambassador for Lyon County. Working right with him down there and seeing the interaction between the folks in the Smith Valley and Urington area, you know, and then throughout the county. People know Frank Honeywell.
Well, this is one of the most pleasant races because we had his opponent on the show weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing really bad to say about the sheriff. I mean, and you have nothing bad to say about Brad Pope. So, yeah, man, I'll tell you,
pretty
so
cordial
civilized
race, honestly.
Really nice.
You're
kudos.
Not fired. He's not
kudos
fired up
to
like,
both sides on this.
He's not fired up like Colleen Westlake was, is what you're saying? That girl. Well, all right, so Tuesday, everybody needs to get out there. There's a bunch of polling stations, obviously, in Lyon County throughout Urington. I think there's even some out in your Dayton area, right, as
absolutely
well?
Absolutely.
And Fernley. I think Fernley's your biggest metro in Lyon, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So, well, let me ask you about yourself, though, Johnny. So you're retired.
I'm retired.
About a month now.
About a month, just over a month.
Are you stir crazy yet? You got trips planned? What are you doing, man? Are you just
absolutely
helping out
not.
Frank?
I'm living life and yeah, absolutely helping
catching
out
catching up
Frank.
On Netflix?
Right. Yeah. Hey, I just got done watching the whole series of Blacklist. It was awesome. Oh, but yes.
You stayed in Lyon County, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I love Lyon County. I lived in Washoe County up until I moved into Lyon County to take the position with the sheriff's office, but Lyon County has become my home, so that's where I will stay for as long as I'm here on this planet.
I like that. Well, let me ask you this. Just I'll put you on the spot with this one. If something happens and Brad were to win, are we going to see a possible Sheriff Smith run in the future?
I don't think so.
No. You don't think so? It's just too much? He's like in retirement.
I am enjoying retirement, and I've been asked that in the past. I've been asked if I would run. I've exceeded all my expectations with the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Matter of fact, my goal was to become a patrol lieutenant and to finish off as a captain with the Sheriff's Office. I'm very fortunate, very blessed. So I'm happy with what I've done for the Sheriff's Office along with all the communities within Lyon County, and I think I've achieved all my goals and then some.
So what's next for you, though, after the goals? I mean, what do you – just hanging out with – your kids?
Well, or? I've got two boys, 11 and 12, so they keep me busy. My wife still works. She's a school teacher in Lyon County in Dayton area. And I have tons of, as my wife would put it, expensive hobbies. So I've had to cut back on that a little bit. I'm on a fixed income now. But anyways, I've got plenty of hobbies.
What can you tell us about Sheriff Honeywell's personal life?
He's a family man.
Okay.
He's a traveler.
All right.
You know, I mean, he's constantly out doing something on his property, and I just see him as a family man.
Wow, this is so Andy of Mayberry. It really is.
Well, have you been to Urington, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, it is very Mayberry, except for the meth addicts. Yeah, you don't have to say much. We all know. Anyway, all right. Well, folks, Honeywell for sheriff. If you don't know who you're going to vote for yet, get online, go check him out, go check out his opponent, weigh out the options. You know, listen to just make an informed decision on your own. You don't have to sit here and listen to what we tell you to do. But get out there and vote no matter what. It's on Tuesday. It's election day. And we would love to see you out at the polls. And for sure, I want to say thank you to Johnny Smith.
I appreciate being here. Yeah.
Sir, yeah, absolutely. It's been awesome. We'd love to have you on again anytime to talk about you or even, Sheriff Honeywell. So, folks, we're going to be right back here. We've got more time to talk about some more stuff here, John, on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith & Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It is live and it is local each and every weekend right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. It is Jay Biggs alongside me, John Potter.
Hello. You know, you can get a lot of good deals on pumpkin spice things, and there are a lot of them. I mean, pumpkin spice chloroform, what the heck is with that?
Pumpkin spice chloroform?
This is what I say. Why bother with that? I mean, it's everywhere.
That just sounds like something that a creepy guy would take on a date with a basic white woman.
all right, folks, rumor is Walmart will be closed on Thanksgiving so self-checkout cashiers can be with their families. Actually...
Wow.
No, don't laugh. You know what? Actually, this is serious. That was a joke, by the way.
Well, I know that.
there are more. You go into Walmart. There are more self-checkout clerks watching the machines than there are regular cashiers running the cashier lanes now.
And then they bug me when I'm leaving. They want to check my receipt. And I'm like, if you're too lazy to have people out there at the register checking my receipt to make sure I'm doing things right, then I'm not going to waste my time. Because, you know... I don't know if people know this. It's like when the mask mandate happened. It wasn't a law. It wasn't a requirement. It was a mandate, right?
It's funny. I hear they're getting, because it used to be the friendly old guy. You'd flash your receipt at him and he'd nod.
The
and
job
let you
I
go.
Always wanted
now,
to have.
Now, I was told that at one store, one Walmart, they grab the bag and they take a look at
I'll
it.
I'll tell you right now, if those people, I do it every time I go to Walmart and they ask. They say, sir, 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 and I just keep walking it. Nope. Because they legally, they want to send out, you know.
Do you do the self-checkout yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
When I here's why I like self-checkout. Because when I'm in self-checkout, I say to myself, finally, a job that appreciates my hard work. I mean, Walmart calls me into work, and I'm not sure I can afford it.
What are the benefits?
Using the self-checkout machine. You get what I'm saying? What?
I guess Craig didn't like that joke.
Why do I come here? Why do I come here? Why do I do this?
To get abused.
It's all right. I'm used to it.
Yeah. I know who you live with.
My wife has never heard... Jay, my wife has never heard this radio show. She says to me all the time, why are you doing this?
None of the girls I fancy ever.
I think she finally might
too,
be right
think.
About something.
Right. Well, hey, my dating quests continue. Last night I had a date.
Oh, yes. Let's hear about that.
It was good, actually. So, I went to
another first date with somebody.
Yeah.
You have an awful lot of first dates. I rarely hear about the second
I make
and third.
Bad first impressions. I speak my mind, and they don't like it. No, I'm joking.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Red's Old 395 down in Carson City.
Oh, fun
yeah.
place.
Yeah, that's where we started off the Nevada day.
Yeah.
Down there with that free breakfast. But yeah, she had never been there, and I was thinking about my favorite place to eat in the whole area is JT's in Gardnerville, the Basque restaurant.
Yeah.
Like that's like my go-to if I really want a good meal.
And I would think for a date that's a more romantic thing.
It is,
because JT's, okay, it's Basque, but I think it's white tablecloth.
Here's the reason I didn't do JT's was because at JT's, you go there, you can't call ahead and make a reservation. You got to go there, and then you go to that person at the front door when you're sitting
right.
in the bar, and then you have to wait in the bar forever.
You're right.
And and drink the pecan
punch. Yeah.
Pecan punch.
I experienced that same deal. I was surprised about that.
Yeah, I hate waiting in close quarters like that, you know? Like, at that point, I'm just like, okay, I'm going outside to have a smoke or something, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, it kind of works for them because, okay, you put your name on the list, you got free time. What do? You go to the bar and, you know, they sell a few more drinks and everything.
Right,
JT's is still great. I'll tell you what I love down there is the country club in Gardnerville.
Yeah, you've raved about this before.
Well, I used to go there in 76. And that place has not changed one little bit inside. It's walking back in time. Kudos to the people.
It's like Caselli's
who
Halfway
kept it
Club.
The same way. The Overland used to be the top Basque restaurant there. Now it's more of a steak place, but it's still good. Love Gardnerville.
Well, anyway, back on the topic, the date was good. It was good. She was a cool girl. Yeah, Latino girl. I've never actually, in my life, never actually been on a date with a Latino girl. It was kind of cool.
That's very nice, Jay.
Yeah, she's spicy. We can say that. She's good. She's a good girl. She's got
How
kids,
many details like can I get from this guy?
Well, off air a lot more.
Oh my goodness!
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Show
saying,
off
I'm,
here.
No, I'm just saying that I'm not one to give out details on the air that are too incriminating. Let's just say that.
Well, Kathy and I often think about your future.
Well, because you would love for me to come over and bring somebody to hang out with in the yard, which I would love to. What about your shed? What's going on with that? Are you guys,
it's kind of a long story, but it gives us an opportunity because I just found out yesterday she's a pack rat. I never knew what was in that shed.
You never opened
never
it?
Knew. There was a lock on it.
What,
I thought
it
was off.
Vogue magazines from the 70s?
Thought it was off hands to me. And you open it up, and there's like her mother's ashes are in there.
I thought it was like you didn't know.
I thought there was like a rake and a shovel, but no, it's and.
Might have to take a trip down memory lane, John.
We had five people yesterday come and empty it for us because we're going to move it.
Wow!
And it's all over the house now, Jay. All over the house. It's.
Maybe you need to get one of those waste management dumpsters now.
I'd rather hear about your first date, but hey, that's well, what's going on. Nothing exciting like that with me.
Yeah. Well, she was a cool girl. I hope to take her out again. We'll just say that.
Bravo.
Yay. Hey, something that's going on tonight I did want to mention is the Sutro Tunnel. They're having a ghost hunt up in Virginia City tonight.
They're doing the ghost thing, huh?
They are. Even the weekend after after the Day of the Dead. So, and Craig, our producer, are you there, Craig? Can you hear me? He also had an event he wanted to announce. Do you have something going on as well you wanted to announce?
Well, this weekend and next up in Virginia, Carson City to Virginia City, we have the a murder mystery on the B&T Railroad.
Mm.
So
is there still tickets for that?
There are still tickets for tonight and for next Friday night, or Saturday, excuse me.
And that sounds so fun. I've always wanted to do one of those.
Yep, you can go online to Virginia and Truckee Railroad on .com or .org. I'm not sure which one it is, on the website, and you can get tickets still at this point in time. Tom Gray, who handles all of it, is great. They're also running the Candy Cane Express and the Train of Lights, and it's just, if you go to the website, you'll see everything that they've got going. So it's a The Train of Lights is one of my favorites.
All right.
And that's the one where they drive up to the mountains. They have like the lights and stuff. They're on the side, right?
Lights on the track. The whole train is lit up. The station, everything.
All right. Fox News is next. And then we are going to have Alicia Barber, downtown advocate and Reno historian, is up next with John and Jay, live and local, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.